So this is a story of Sita Devi blesses the newborn Nimai. This is the very beginning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. He's just taken birth in Navadvip in 1486. And Sita Devi, who is the wife of Advaita Acharya, she's come from Shantipur. Because it's a tradition that when a child is born, so many relatives and friends will come with gifts, and it's a happy time. And in Indian culture, especially when a son is born, people seem to be more elated for some reason. And because there's some extra activities that sons can do that daughters can't do, and that's helpful for the parents and the future Shraddh and Pind. So this is a very happy time. Now we have to think, in order to properly immerse ourselves or absorb ourselves in the scriptures, we have to forget about, well, we don't want to forget about where we are, because we're in Radhakund, which is the best place to always remember. But we want to imagine, at least, that we've traveled, we've gone to Mayapur. We're in West Bengal in Navadvip on the bank of the Ganga. It's 500 years ago, and there's neem trees are there. This is Nimai Pandit. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was called Nimai Pandit because he was born under a neem tree. And that's why we planted this neem tree here, to remind us of Nimai Pandit and Gaur Lila. So he's been born, and we want to feel that we're there, and we're seeing this, and we're trying to, what is the feeling going on? The elation, the jubilation. So let's see how much we can, from the verses here, we can understand what's going on. Advaita Acharya Bharya Jagat Pujita Arya Namatanra Sita Takorani Achayera Agyapana Ngela Upaharalana Degite Balaka Shiromani Degite Balaka Shiromani. This is like Hindi. Hindi is the same as Bengali. Shiromani. That crest jewel, the jewel on the top of the head, that balaka. One day, shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Devi, who is worshipped by the whole world, took her husband's permission and went to see that topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentations. Very interesting. She took the permission of her husband. Old days. Wives would take permission of their husbands to leave the house and go somewhere. Prabhupada's commentary. It appears that Advaita Acharya had two different houses, one in Shantipur and one an hour away in Navadvip. When Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya was residing in Shantipur, which is his paternal house. So Sita came from there with the permission of her husband to travel, because it's an hour by taxi. So there were no taxis 500 years ago. So she's taking her husband's permission to go on a fairly long journey, a few hours journey. So there must be some bodyguards, because there he's an acharya, he's a big mahant, guru, many disciples, so she'll go in a palanquin. A palanquin is like a pallbearer. They have this like covered carrier, and she'll be carried, or maybe by servants, all the way to Mayapur. It's 1 hour drive, so how many? 40 kilometers. So maybe she either goes by walking, carried in a palanquin, or she goes by cart, horse cart, can't say. Probably she went with some type of cart, carrying all the goods. Because my Guru Maharaj, he was telling, when he grew up in Bengal, in Calcutta, and he was born in 1896, so in 1900, in 1905, when his mother would go next door to visit friends, she would go on a palanquin. Palanquin is like a stretcher in the hospital. They have two sticks and a little cloth in the middle, and you lie down there, and they carry you off the road when you get bent out of shape and put you in the ambulance. So it's something like that, only it's more elaborate, and you sit there, and has a roof over it, and little windows, and all cloth around it, and it can be very elaborately decorated. Because when a chaste wife leaves the house, no one's supposed to see her, not even the sunshine. This is the old culture of India. So he said, it's unbelievable, when I heard it, my ears fell off. Growing up in America, I hear my Guru Maharaj explaining that when his mother would go next door to visit a neighbor, she would go in a palanquin. And she would be carried next door inside the house, inside, set down in the inner courtyard of the house. Then the servants who were carrying it, they would leave and go outside. Then she would come out, open the curtain and come out, and then interact with her friend. Then when it was time to go, she would get inside, and then they would be called and they would carry her. Even the servants wouldn't see her. And Prabhupada wasn't Kshatriya. Prabhupada was like Baniya class or something. This is he's telling. So, this is kind of a premonition. So now, first we're going to hear about all the different gifts she brought, auspicious gifts that she brought for Nimai. And this is very similar to what the Brijvasis brought Krishna on his birthday, on Nandotsav. The day after Janmashtami is Nandotsav, the festival of celebrating the birth of Krishna, who was born at midnight, Janmashtami. Suvanera Kadibholi Rajat Mudra Pashuli Suvanera Angada Kankan Du Bahute Divyas Shank Rajatera Malabhank Swarna Mudrara Nana Haragan. Sita Devi brought all kinds of golden ornaments, golden armlets, golden necklaces, golden anklets, and bangles for the hand. Vyagra Naka Hema Jadi Koti Patasutra Dori Hasta Padera Jata Avaran Chitavarna Patashadi Buni Foto Patapadi Swarna Ropya Mudra Bahudhan. She also bought tiger nails set in gold. You must have seen pictures of Gopal. They're set in gold and they go like this because they have some power. Because tantrics, usually these are consecrated with mantras. The tantrics they get these because tiger is very powerful. Invincible animal, the king of the jungle, tiger. Let's say the tiger is a king at nighttime and the lion is the king in the day. The tiger is a nighttime animal. So he's the king of the jungle. Dark jungle, the tiger is the king. But the king of the plains, the open plains, is the lion. Tigers don't come out much in the plains. In the lion's territory. But the tantrics, they take these tiger nails and they chant mantras, protective mantras. And then so this is actually a tantric talisman or whatever you call it. It's a tantric, tabij, like a tabij type thing they wear. So Gopal's wearing these nails, so then pishachas and pretas and all these beings, when they see those tiger nails, they run. Just like in Western culture, we have vampires, maybe in India also, when they have silver bullets or a silver cross. I remember when I used to go to the movies. Remember the vampire, you hold up the cross and the vampire runs away, or you can kill a vampire by driving a stake through his heart. They have all these. So these things, in other words, in different cultures of the world, they accept the reality of subtle beings. There are subtle beings. Just like there's creatures on the earth, there's creatures in the water. There's creatures under the earth that we can't see. There's a whole civilization under this earth, worms and bugs and all kinds of creatures down there. They have political parties, BJP, Congress, everything's going on there. Elections, fights, riots, terrorism, who knows what. Terrorism is when the red ants attack the termites. And the termites are in the wood and they're living peacefully and passing so many resolutions and eating so much wood. Then the red ants invade and then they start walking off with the... They start blowing up the termites and walking off the eggs. We see that when we live in a country. So there's so much terrorism even in nature. Right? It's terrible. If you're a termite, it's terrible when the red ants attack. Right? What can you do? You can pray to George Bush to do a bombing or something. So there were tiger nails. Tiger nails set in gold. Waist decorations of silk and lace. ornaments for the hands and legs, nicely printed silken saris, and a child's garment, also made of silk. Many other riches, including gold and silver coins, were also presented to the child. From the gifts that Sita Thakurani is presenting, it appears that Advaitacharya at that time was a very, very rich man. He's a dhaniwala, Kaurapati. Although Brahmanas are not rich men of society, Advaitacharya, being the leader of the Brahmanas in Shantipur, was considerably well-to-do. I should think so. The last thing that anyone's going to do today is donate their gold bangles. Maybe they give it to their daughter when she gets married, but it's only once. So this is, he was the leader of the Brahmanas, and he was giving charity to Nimai. Dorva Danya Gora Chanan, Haridra Kunkam Chandan, Mangala Dravya Patra Bariya, Vastra Gupta Ndola Shadi, Sange Lana Dasi Shadi, Vastra Lankar Petari Bariya. Now we get to the point. Riding in a palanquin, covered with silk and accompanied by maidservants, Sita Thakurani came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, bringing with her many auspicious articles such as fresh grass, dorva grass. Dorva grass, just translation is fresh grass. Well, this is fresh grass, but it's not dorva grass. Dorva grass is a mangala, a very auspicious thing. It's used in puja. So, but how do you translate auspicious grass? So she bought fresh grass. But the Bengali is dorva. It's like dorva rishi. Then Gorochan, and she bought Gorochan. Gorochan is translated as a yellow patch for the head of a cow. That's an interesting translation. When Prabhupada translated this book in 1974 and 75, he had a group of disciples working with him, and they would do the word for word meaning. They had different assistants, and Prabhupada would use their assistance. So they translated the word like that, and Prabhupada wrote in the English Gorochan. He didn't translate it, because Gorochan is a yellow pigment, which is yellowy green pigment, which is secreted from the kidneys of a cow. Sometimes they say it's from the foot of the cow or the hoof of the cow, but the translators that know what they're talking about say it's a pigment. Like we have bile fluid. Bile fluid is green, I suppose. Green color, which used to digest fats in the body. It's called bile fluid. And lymph fluid, we have all these different fluids. So this is a very rare thing. Obviously, you only get Gorochan when the cow is dead. When a cow dies naturally, then this pigment is collected. And it's very, very rare and very, very costly. Just like kasturi, real musk is also very, very costly, very rare thing. So she was bringing all these auspicious things, turmeric, kunkum, and sandal. And all these presentations filled a large basket. Where does it say? It says, Vastra Gupta Dola Chari. Vastra Gupta. Gupta means hidden. Vastra Gupta Dola Chari. The words Vastra Gupta Dola are very significant. Even 50 or 60 years ago in Calcutta, this means 1920, this book was printed in 1970, all respectable ladies would go to a neighboring place riding on a palanquin carried by four men. Now we just hop in our Swift and drive down the street. Hop in our Desire car, or Swift car, or whatever. Hop in our Porsche if you have money. And go down the street to the club or whatever. They got in their palanquin, carried by four men. The palanquin was covered with soft cotton, and in that way there was no chance, it was like curtains, no chance of seeing a respectable lady traveling in public. Ladies, especially those coming from respectable families, could not be seen by ordinary men. This system is still current in remote places. The Sanskrit word Asurya Pasya indicates that a respectable lady could not even be seen by the Surya, sun. In the Oriental culture, this system was very prevalent and was strictly observed by respectable ladies, both Hindu and Muslim. We have actual experience in our childhood that our mother would not even walk next door to observe an invitation. Rather, she would go either in a carriage or a palanquin carried by four men. This custom was also strictly followed 500 years ago, and a wife of Advaitacharya, Sita Thakurani, being a very respectable lady, observed the customary rules current in the social environment. So this is the main point, the customary rules current in the social environment. So it's not the custom now. It would be rather strange if you walk down the street. You would attract more attention than anything. More people would notice you and look at you than if you went in your car. So that's why I wrote, wow, W-O-W. This is a pretty amazing comment on history. How times have changed, how culture has changed. And we can ask the question, have times changed and cultures changed for the good? Has the change brought improvement in social dealings and human relations? Or was it better this way? That each person can decide. Bhakshya bhojya upahar, sange laila bahubar, shachi grihe haila upanita, dekhiya bhalakatam, sakshat go kulakan, varna matra dekhi viparita. When Sita Thakurani came to the house of Shachi Devi, bringing her many kinds of edibles, dresses, and other gifts, she was astonished to see the newborn child. For she appreciated that except for a difference in color, the child was directly Krishna of Gokul himself. Gokul Khan. Sakshat Gokul Khan. He was Sakshat. Sakshat Gokul Khan. He was that Gokul Khan. Kana or Kanu of Gokul. That boy of Gokul. She saw the features of the child at Balaka. Well, that's a fact. Because Nimai Pandit or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gopal or Gokula Chandra reappeared 500 years ago. Sarvanga Sunirman, Suvarna Pratimabhan, Sarva Anga Sulaksh Anamai, Balakera Divya Jyoti, Deki Paila Bahupriti, Vatsalyete Dravila Ridoy. Seeing the transcendental bodily effulgence of the child, each of his nicely constructed limbs, full of auspicious signs and resembling a form of gold, Sita Thakurani was very pleased, and because of her maternal affection, she felt as if her heart were melting. So these are this occurrence here, because she's a mother and she had children herself. And her, in Shantipur, Advaitacharya, they had several children. And she's a mother, so she has a permanent mood in her heart of being a mother, parental love. And that mood is always there, that I'm a mother. There's a part of my heart that's reserved for this affectionate mood of motherly love, parental love. So in the right circumstance, when the stimulant is there, the environment takes a particular shape. The environment takes a particular shape and stimulates that bhav in my heart. Then I respond accordingly. So in this case, she saw a baby, a newborn baby. And not an ordinary baby, but an extraordinary baby. Bhagavan himself. She saw Gokul Khan, Sakshat Gokul Khan, Nimai Pandit. And so beautiful. And all his bodily parts and so attractive. Looking just as beautiful as the all-attractive Krishna, only golden in color. And upon seeing that, that's called in technical terms, it's called udipan. Something you see in the environment stimulates your bhav or your love. Like you may not see someone for a long time, and you have great feelings for them. Then all of a sudden you turn on the television or you go on the internet, then you see them. You see their picture. Oh, my friend. Oh, that's my friend. And then you feel these warm feelings of friendship come in your heart. So that's what's happening here. That she felt her heart was melting just by seeing this boy. And that's why people come to Vrindavan. People come to Vrindavan on Yatra or Tirth Yatra to visit the holy places of Krishna's Leela. And by seeing these Leela stans, or these holy places of Krishna's pastimes with Radharani and the coward boys and his mother and father, Yashoda, Ma, and Nanda Maharaj, then if he has any feelings for Krishna, he'll say, oh, this is the prison house, and he'll go to Mathura. This is the prison house of Kamsa. Krishna was locked in this prison. Oh, that he was born here in this prison. How compassionate the Lord is. How kind he is. And these will remind us of the Lord in our heart. We're just like people that are worshippers of Shiva. If they go to Kedarnath, or they go to see some famous linga of Shiva, then they're reminded of Shiva. And then maybe their feelings for Shiva, so much appreciation, so much gratitude they have. So the Vaishnavas are devotees of Krishna. When they come to Vrindavan, it's a great stimulus to remember Krishna and his pastimes. And our hearts become very happy in such an environment. Just as a mother becomes happy. You see mothers, they see some child, oh, he's so nice. And if someone really has this motherly bhav, not that all ladies, or not that even all mothers, for that matter, have this motherly bhav, this vatsalya, this intense affection of the heart for a child. Even the ladies don't have, but many do. So then they see another baby, their daughter has a baby. It's a traditional program. They say when the daughter has a baby, the daughter's mother goes wild. Because, you know, there's a baby in the house. And then all of her latent and stored vatsalya, parental love, comes gushing out, and her memories and her experiences and all of that combines together, and she becomes very happy with this newborn baby in the house, and she becomes so much attached, always with the baby. And the mother says, all right, he's my baby, let give him back to me, you know. This happens. So this is the flow of bhav. So we, as devotees, as time goes on, we develop our feelings for the Lord and everything connected to the Lord. So when we see the places of the Lord, then we remember so many pastimes and so many feelings and so many ideas come in our heart. And so it's very encouraging to come to the holy place of Krishna's Leela and see these places. Durva Danya Dila Shirshe Kaila Bahawashishe Chirajivi Hao Dui Bhai Dakini Shankini Hoite Shanka Upajile Chite Dare Nama Tui Animai. Sita Thakurani blessed the newborn child by placing Durva grass and paddy on his head, saying, may you be blessed with a long duration of life. So this is, Chira, Chira Jivi Hao Dui Bhai. Being afraid of ghosts and witches, she gave the child the name Nimai. Dari Nam Tulila Nimai. Dakini Shankini Hoite. Dakini. These are the associates of Kali Bhairav. Dakini. Dakini and Shankini. Ghosts and witches. And they especially, they mentioned here Dakini and Shankini. Because these particular subtle beings, they especially prey on children, newborn children, the Dakini. They try to catch them and haunt them, and sometimes. So these are two companions of Shiva and his wife, Dakini and Shankini, extremely inauspicious. And lastly, because of all the antiseptic effects of the neem tree, Lord Chaitanya was born under a neem tree. So therefore, Sita Thakurani gave him the name Nimai. And later he became a great pundit. He became known as Nimai Pundit. And in the neighboring villages, he was called by that name. Although his actual Janam, when his Janam Kundali was done, when his name-giving ceremony was performed, he was given a name Vishwambara Mishra. The last name is Mishra. So his official name is Vishwambara, but his nickname is Nimai. Oftentimes in family, there's nicknames. We have a formal name and a nickname, especially in India, there's all these nicknames. Putra Mata Snan Snanadine Dila Vastra Vibhushane Putra Saha Mishra Samani Shachi Mishra Pujalana Monete Harishahana Gare Aile Sita Takarani. One day the mother and son bathed and left the maternity home. That's a particular function, actually. Sita Takarani gave them all kinds of ornaments and garments, and then also honored Jagannath Mishra, his father. Then, being honored by Mother Sachi Devi and Jagannath, Sita was greatly happy in her mind, and thus she returned home. So she came from Shantipur, which is about 40 kilometers away, by palanquin. So it must have taken a few hours, maybe 5-7 hours to go by palanquin to get there. And she stayed some days. Because on the 5th day from the birth of the child, and on the 9th day, the mother bathes in the Ganga, or some sacred place. This is called Nishkramana, the ceremony of coming out of the maternity home. Nowadays, the maternity home is a hospital. But formerly, in every respectable house, one room was set aside as a maternity home where children would take birth. And on the 9th day after the birth of the child, the mother would come into the regular rooms in a ceremony called Nishkramana. Of the 10 Dasavita samskaras, purificatory ceremonies for human beings, this is one of them. Especially in Bengal, the higher castes observe 4 months after the birth of the child as quarantine. At the end of the 4th month, the mother could see the sunrise. Really strict. Unbelievable. It's all coming from Vedas. It's not some empty ritual or some purpose behind this. Because she's in some type of contaminated state and she sees the sun, then that's an offense to Surya. It's like this. But nowadays, we eat and sleep and arivo. We don't know anything about these things. Why? Because there's reasons for it also. It's not empty rituals. Just like I was explaining, some behind the ritual of applying bindi, there's a whole system going on. That this is when you press the forehead like this, then that stimulates the gland, and it's a type of mudra, and actually stimulates the psychic thinking, because the pineal gland is none. They don't understand so much, but many discoveries in the West, they say that pineal, whatever you want to say. This very tiny gland, as big as a chickpea, not about the size of it, it is, they say, the seat of intuition, of forecasting. So we hear this phrase that women have women's intuition. I don't know about India, they have this, but in the West, they have women's intuition. Intuition means the ability to see the future. For example, everything's organized for a trip with the husband, and the family's going on vacation. They're about to get in the car, then the wife suddenly says, "Oh, I feel something funny. We shouldn't go. We shouldn't go to the airport, and we should go tomorrow on the flight." "No, you stupid, why are you?" No, "I have a very strong impression I have, a feeling." So then the husband, if he's a little submissive, which is unusual, but if he's a little submissive, then he'll say, and he maybe had some experience before with his wife's intuition, he'll say, all right. And then they cancel their trip. And that very flight that they were going to go on was blown up by a terrorist. This is called intuition. So this ability, this intuitive faculty, is actually stimulated when you press this part of the body. So women were doing that when they put on bindi and getting that, it's called the sixth sense, an extra sense. So that's in one, for the uneducated, it's a ritual. But if you're educated and understand the tattva behind it, the truth behind it, then you find out there's rhyme and reason behind the ritual. There's reason behind the ritual. There's a So the same thing, what is this? After a mother gives birth to a child, she can't see the sunshine for 4 months? It sounds like some Hindu ritual. Some stupid, foolish Hindu ritual. And then later, then you come to know deeper studies, then there becomes a reason for it. Just like the ancients, if we lived 500 years ago in Europe, we would believe that the earth was flat. This was the popular opinion, the earth was flat. This was the traditional viewpoint of reality. The earth is flat. It's not round. And then someone said, no, actually it's round. They went and discovered navigation, this and that. So a lot of things we don't know, but that doesn't mean it's not true. We don't know so many things, but it may be very true and there may be very good things behind it. Then it says, later the higher caste, namely Brahmins, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, observed only 21 days as a quarantine instead of 4 months. Whereas the Sudras had to observe 30 days. For the sections of society known as Kartabhaja and Satima, the mother of a child was immediately purified after the quarantine by the throwing of small pieces of sweetmeat and sankirtan. That sounds pretty good. Go out on sankirtan and throw sweets in the air. Sachi Devi, Jagannath Mishra, with a newborn child, were honored by Sita Thakurani. Similarly, while Sita Thakurani was returning home, she was also honored by Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra. This was the system in respectable families of Bengal.